Welcome to the deep dive. So you're here because you're likely thinking about getting into tech or maybe boosting your career that's already in tech.
Right.
And maybe the whole idea of becoming a, you know, a coding expert feels like this massive mountain to climb.
We totally get it. Yeah.
You've spent some time really digging through articles, looking at no-code jobs, coding boot camps, free online courses, strategies for changing careers to kind of pull out the real takeaways for you.
Exactly. And look, the pool of tech is strong, right?
Yeah.
You hear about these impressive salaries, often six figures, and well, there's just constant demand for people.
Yeah.
But let's be real. The thought of mastering really complex coding languages can be a bit much.
Can be intimidating.
For sure. So today, our mission is really to show you that a successful, rewarding tech career might be closer than you think, even if you've like never written a single line of code.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. One of the biggest changes we've seen is this explosion of what people are calling no-code development. Yeah. Just imagine building websites, apps, even pre-complex business tools, but using pre-made pieces. Think like dragging and dropping things, choosing from menus.
Yeah, visual interfaces.
Exactly. All without needing to actually write the code yourself. And here's where it gets really interesting. Mm. Our research found a surprising number of tech jobs that use these no-code skills.
And the money.
And the earning potential is, frankly, kind of eye-opening.
What's really fascinating is just how broad these no-code opportunities are.
Yeah.
We looked at this one article, 30 jobs in tech that don't involve coding, and it just hammered this point home.
Right.
It's not just, you know, a couple of niche jobs. It's a really diverse range of careers. And if you think about why, businesses need to move fast, right? Create digital stuff quickly.
Makes sense.
No code tools let teams do exactly that, often without needing dedicated software engineers for every single little project.
Exactly. Like, take a Webflow software developer. Webflow's this platform lets you design and build really nice looking SEO friendly websites visually.
Yeah, drag and drop, basically. And SEO is search engine optimization, making sure Google finds you.
Right. And these Webflow devs, they can earn around, what, $81,000 a year in the U.S.
Not bad at all.
Then you've got Zapier consultants. Zapier is this tool that connects different apps together, automates things.
Oh, yeah. Connecting the dots. Super useful.
And consultants who know how to make all these systems talk to each other, they could potentially earn over $150,000 a year.
Wow. That really shows you how much businesses want to streamline things.
Totally. And there are also no-code automation consultants using platforms with, like, pre-built machine learning.
So AI-powered stuff without coding the AI.
Kind of, to automate business operations. They're averaging around $110,000 annually.
If you connect this to the bigger picture, you can really see how no-code is kind of democratizing tech. It's lowering that first hurdle.
Yeah, that technical barrier.
Right, so people with different skills, different backgrounds, they can jump in and contribute meaningfully. And the salaries we're seeing show these aren't just, you know, bottom-rung jobs.
Bravo.
Think about Bravo app developers. Brago Studio lets you design apps using tools like Figma, which is huge in design.
Yep, very popular.
And then connected all the data in the background without coding. Senior roles there. Up to $150,000.
That's serious money.
Then you have no-code database developers using things like Airtable, which is kind of like a spreadsheet on steroids. Building and managing data. They could earn $100,000 or more. And even no-code backend developers, managing the behind-the-scenes stuff for websites and apps, using tools like Backendless or even just clever Google Sheets setups.
Really? Google Sheets?
Yeah. They could still pull in $50 plus working remotely. It just speaks to the power and flexibility of these no-code approaches.
And the list just keeps going. Glide experts, they specialize in turning Google Sheets into actual mobile apps. Certified experts can make up to $80,000.
Turn a spreadsheet into an app.
Amazing. WIX web developers, building sites on the WIX platform, average around $84,000. And for the more creative folks, UX designers, they focus on the overall user experience, how easy and, well, nice a product is to use.
Crucial role.
And UI designers, they focus on the visuals, the look and feel. Both can thrive without deep coding. Experienced UX designers can hit over $100. UI designers around 66Ks.
So it's less about code, more about understanding users and design principles.
Exactly. It raises a good question for you listening. what skills are actually used here.
Yeah, what's the core skill set?
Well, often it's really deep knowledge of that specific no-code tool.
Right, knowing the platform inside out.
Plus strong problem solving, like how do I make this tool do what I need it to do?
Figure out workarounds sometimes, yeah.
And a good eye for design for the user experience. It's more about understanding the logic, the flow, not necessarily the code underneath.
Makes sense.
We also found marketing automation specialists using tools like SendPulse, earning between, say, $50,000 and $61,000. MailChimp experts doing email automation, potentially up to $70,000.
Marketing tech is huge.
Oh, yeah. Atalo app developers, they build more complex apps with drag and drop and can charge like $5,000 to $10,000 per project.
Per project. Wow.
Canva designers using Canva's templates for all sorts of visuals, median pay around $70. Typeform creators building nice online forms around $60.
Even things that seem simple, like forms, need expertise.
And get this, even in blockchain, which sounds super technical, right?
Right.
Fork chain developers can create decentralized stuff without traditional code. Experts can pass $200,000, and blockchain is basically that secure shared ledger technology.
Mind blown on that one. $200 no-code blockchain dev.
Right. And don't forget data analysts. We'll talk more about them soon. Many use no-code or low-code tools for collecting, cleaning, analyzing data. Median salary is around $80, seniors hitting six figures.
That's a big one. Data is everywhere.
Chatbot developers using platforms like Landbot can earn good hourly rates. Figma designers making interfaces intuitive and nice to look at are really in demand.
Design skills are key.
Product managers guiding new products can use no-code for prototypes, potentially earning near $100. Quality testers using no-code automation tools can get up to $70,000.
Testing is critical.
Google Analytics specialists analyzing web traffic, over $100 remotely. Operations managers making processes run smoothly. They can use no-code tools, too, earning maybe $90,000 to $125,000.
Streamlining operations.
Shopify e-commerce developers customizing online stores. Around $88,000, technical writers creating documentation. They can use no-code tools for efficiency, potentially over $70.
Technical writing is often overlooked, but so important.
Marketing managers often command six figures using various no-code platforms and even Unbounce landing page designers.
For marketing campaigns.
Yeah, using Unbounce's drag-and-drop builder, they can charge anywhere from $75 to like $3,000 per page, depending on how complex it is.
Quite a range.
So as you can see, the tech world is changing fast. There are tons of well-paid roles where your tech sense and problem-solving skills matter, even if you haven't done traditional coding.
Absolutely. But what if you are curious about the coding side? Maybe intrigued by software development fundamentals.
Good question. Our sources looked into that too, the more traditional coding path.
Indeed. Coding boot camps came up a lot. They offer this kind of accelerated way to become a software developer.
Or like a fast track.
Yeah. And a Forbes article we saw pointed out that something like 88% of boot camp grads felt ready for their next career step.
88%, that's high.
And 80% said their salary went up after graduating. This was from a survey late last year, December 2023.
Wow.
It really speaks to how intensive and, you know, career-focused these programs tend to be.
That's a really compelling success rate. And often, these boot camps take less time and can cost less than a full four-year computer science degree.
Definitely a different model.
Forbes even spotlighted some top online ones, like Bloom Institute of Technology, known for a fast sprint schedule, American Graphics Institute, specializing in UI UX.
User interface, user experience design. We mentioned that earlier.
Yep. And NewCamp, which apparently has a strong focus on Python, the programming language.
It's really important to remember, though, that these boot camps aren't all the same. They vary quite a bit in cost, how long they take, what exactly they teach.
Good point.
But typically, you're learning fundamental stuff like HTML for web structure, CSS for styling.
Making things look good.
And JavaScript, which makes websites interactive. Many also get into frameworks like React, super popular for user interfaces, or back-end languages like Python.
Which is used for tons of things.
And databases, using SQL to manage data.
So what kind of jobs do people get after these?
Often things like front-end developers, working on what the user sees and interacts with.
Okay.
Or back-end developers dealing with the server, the database, the behind-the-scenes logic.
Gotcha.
Or full-stack developers, who kind of do both.
And what about the salary outlook for these, you know, more traditional coding jobs?
Well, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has some data. Median annual salary for software developers.
Wow.
Around $132,000.
Wow. Okay.
Blockchain engineers. Around $104,000 median. web developers, around $84,000 median.
So definitely significant earning potential there, but it does require learning those specific coding skills.
Right. It's a different path, requires that specific skill investment.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you're not quite ready for a full-on boot camp? Maybe money's tight, or you don't have the time.
Yeah, that's a big commitment.
Our research also looked into free online learning resources, which are just a fantastic, really accessible way to start your tech journey, pick up some valuable skills.
Absolutely. Platforms like Coursera, for example, they have just a ton of free online courses, covers a huge range: computer science, IT, data science, even business skills. And they offer different ways to learn, like short guided projects, individual courses, or more involved things called specializations and professional certificates.
What's really valuable is that a lot of these free courses teach skills directly relevant to tech jobs.
Yeah, like what?
Well, Coursera has free courses on building a basic website with WordPress. That's a super common platform.
Oh yeah, tons of sites run on WordPress.
Python for data science, intro to AI and development, intro to artificial intelligence, introduction to data analytics. These give you a really solid starting point in key areas.
And how does the free part work on Coursera?
There are a few ways. Many individual courses you can just enroll for free.
Okay.
Sometimes there are free trials for the bigger programs,
Yep.
or you can often audit a course.
Audit. What's that mean?
It means you get access to the course materials, the lectures, the readings, but usually don't submit assignments for grades or get a certificate at the end.
Ah, okay. So you get the knowledge, just not the official paper.
Exactly. It's important to know that free courses usually don't come with a free certificate, but the learning itself is still incredibly useful for just exploring different fields and building those foundational skills.
Makes sense. Great way to test the waters.
Now, let's shift gears a bit. What about those of you listening who are maybe in a totally different field right now, but you feel that pull towards tech? How do you actually make that switch?
Yeah, the career changers. That's a
Yeah.
big group.
Our sources, like computerscience.org, have some really good strategies for this.
And what's really encouraging, I thought, was how much they emphasized that tech roles actually value skills you probably already have from non-tech jobs.
Like what kind of skills?
Things like clear communication, good problem solving, being able to work well in a team. These are gold in almost any tech job.
Absolutely critical. Yeah, soft skills matter.
And kind of surprisingly, some entry-level tech jobs don't even require a degree or any prior coding experience.
Really, that opens doors.
Yep.
We found some examples of jobs that might be a good fit for career switchers.
Yeah.
Tech project manager was one, average salary around 97K.
Wow. Project management skills are transferable.
Totally. Computer support specialist, median salary near 58K. Web developer designer, median around 78K.
Okay.
Others mentioned were tech sales rep, computer programmer, UX UI designer, there they are again, SEO specialist, and data analyst.
So for someone thinking about switching, what's the first step?
It seems like the crucial thing is to first figure out what your interests are and what skills you already have that could transfer over.
Self-assessment, basically.
Right. Then the article suggested practical steps like getting relevant tech certifications. Maybe CompTIA A+ for IT support or a Cisco cert for networking.
Okay, getting some credentials.
Pursuing specific tech training, maybe shorter certificate programs to fill knowledge gaps. And of course, if you are aiming for coding roles, building that portfolio of projects is key.
We'll talk more about portfolios later.
And maybe the most important thing, networking. Getting out there in the tech community, meeting people, connecting on LinkedIn, that can really open doors.
Yeah, connections matter.
We even found some cool stories about people who made the switch successfully from an article by Tech Elevator.
Oh, yeah.
There was Guilherme Ferrardo. He used to be a car salesman. Now he's a software engineer at DIC Sporting Goods.
No way. Car salesman to software engineer.
Yep. And he stressed how skills like time management, public speaking, problem solving, teamwork, all things he used selling cars were valuable. His advice was basically listen to your gut, make a plan, and just go for it.
Love that. Practical skills transfer.
And another one, Adam Suver. He was a team lead at a law firm. Now he's a web developer.
Law firm to web dev. Also interesting.
He highlighted research skills from his old job and just the power of doing things over and over, practical repetition when learning tech stuff.
Practice makes perfect.
His advice, talk to people already in tech.
Yeah.
Ask about their jobs. And don't assume coding is impossibly hard. It's often just about consistent effort.
Good advice. Don't suck yourself out.
Now, we mentioned data analytics a couple of times.
Yes.
And this really seems like a standout field. It's kind of a bridge, right, between the easier entry point of no-code tools and the really high demand for skilled people.
Absolutely. We saw info from The Grow with Google Data Analytics Certificate. It said data analytics is a high-growth area, median salary over $95,000 for people with 0 to 5 years of experience.
95K starting out, basically. That's huge.
Yeah. And what do they actually do? Well, they prepare data, process it, analyze it, all to help businesses make better decisions.
Turning raw data into insights.
Exactly. And a big part is creating visualizations and, you know, charts and graphs to explain what they found.
So telling stories with data. Common job titles are like data analyst, junior data analyst, operations analyst. Roles that businesses really need to understand customers, trends, how things are running.
Right. And that Google Data Analytics certificate on Coursera seems particularly interesting because it specifically says you don't need prior experience or a degree.
Lowering the barrier again. What does it teach?
It's pretty comprehensive. Covers different data types, how to solve problems using data, analysis techniques, data storytelling with visuals.
Okay, the core skills.
And even an intro to the R programming language. Plus, what's really interesting is they've integrated AI training.
AI for data analysis.
To help with tasks like cleaning data, structuring it, building formulas, even getting ideas for visualizations or automating data loading with R.
Wow, so using AI as an assistant, that's smart.
Yeah, and it covers essential tools. Google Sheets, Excel, SQL for databases, PowerPoint or Google Slides for presenting, Tableau for visualization, RStudio for R programming, Kaggle for datasets.
The whole toolkit, basically.
Plus, when you finish, you get access to career resources and connections with over 150 employers. And there are even advanced certificates if you want to specialize more, like in advanced data analytics or business intelligence.
And I think you mentioned it might even count for college credit.
Yeah, potentially a recommendation for 12 college credits, which shows it's pretty rigorous.
So, yeah, if you're looking for a tech field with good money that you can get into relatively quickly without maybe years of coding school, data analytics really looks like a strong contender.
Definitely one to explore. But, okay, just learning the skills isn't always the final step, right? You need to show employers what you can do.
Exactly. And that's where building a professional portfolio comes in. It's absolutely essential.
We saw a General Assembly article that really drove this home. A portfolio is critical for showing hiring managers your actual skills and projects.
They want to see proof, tangible evidence of what you can do, not just a list on a resume.
Right. And the article had some good ideas for portfolio projects depending on your interest. For data analytics, maybe build a dashboard showing business insights using Tableau or Power BI.
Visualizing data, yeah.
Or develop a predictive model using Python tools like Pandas and Scikit-Learn.
Ooh, getting into prediction.
For software engineering folks, maybe build a full-stack web app, React, Node.js, a database like MongoDB or PostgreSQL.
A complete project.
Or even contribute to an open-source project on GitHub. That shows collaboration skills, too.
Good point. What about UX design?
Maybe redesign a mobile app, show your process. User research, wireframes, prototypes, and Figma.
Wireframes are like the basic blueprints, right?
Exactly. Or redesign an e-commerce checkout flow and include usability testing results.
Showing you tested it with real users.
Nice.
And for IT roles, maybe document setting up a secure network using virtual machines and firewalls. Or develop a detailed incident response plan.
Practical IT skills.
So the core advice for portfolios seems to be, pick a field that actually excites you.
Yeah, passion helps.
Learn the skills you need, no code, boot camp, free courses, whatever fits. Then build stuff, real projects you can show off.
Don't just learn, do.
And remember to network, then apply with confidence, using that portfolio as your proof.
Makes perfect sense. Put your work out there.
So bringing this deep dive to a close, it really feels like the main takeaway is that there isn't just one path into tech anymore.
Not at all.
There are multiple ways in and multiple ways to advance your career once you're there, whether it's leveraging these surprisingly powerful no-code tools.
Which are getting better all the time.
Or considering an intensive coding boot camp, or using all the free online learning out there, or just strategically highlighting the skills you already have from another field.
A tech career seems much more accessible now, even if coding isn't your main thing.
We'd really encourage you, if you're listening, to think about what parts of tech genuinely interest you. What problems do you want to solve?
Good question.
And then dive deeper into the specific tools or the boot camps or the online courses we talked about that seem like the best fit for your goals.
Yeah, do some personalized research based on what sparked your interest today.
And finally, maybe just something to chew on.
Okay, leave us with a final thought.
With technology evolving so fast, especially with these no-code and low-code platforms taking off, the very definition of who can be in tech is changing. It's expanding.
It's becoming more democratized, like you said.
Exactly. So what really exciting new opportunities might pop up in the next few years? Opportunities for people with all sorts of different skills who are just willing to learn and adapt.
It's a dynamic field, that's for sure.
It really is. And your unique background, your perspective, that could be exactly what the tech industry needs next.